Yeah, I'm just waking up. Well, okay, I've been awake, and then I did some adult things. Not fun adult things, but adulting adult things. And then I did some fun adult things, and then I just kind of zoned out and relaxed for a while, and I might have dozed off for a few minutes. And now, I just want to spend some time with you, talking about... We don't get enough time just to hold each other and talk about our day and touch or not touch. Although I'm always generally in favor of touching. Will you tickle my back? That's my top comforting touch. Just lightly tracing your fingers across my back. Like I'm doing to your leg right now. Yeah, so... last night... I made 2 batches of protein balls. I just really like to say the word balls. God, those dogs. Somebody should throw them a bone or something. Yeah, so I've been doing this, I hesitate to use the word diet. Because I don't know, it feels gross and gimmicky. But at the same time, I am doing it, and it's working, and I love it, so why, I don't know why I would be, like, cagey about disclosing it, but it's, yes, it's low carb, and, yeah, so last night, I made some, some low carb protein balls. The first batch was kind of weird. It was like, oh, what did I do? In a saucepan, I took 1 cup of coconut oil and cashew butter. No, it was almond butter. And kind of melted them down together. And then I added in some dark cacao. It's the C-A-C-A-O. It's very dark. You would not want to eat it out of the box unless you just, I don't know, you just, no, it's very bitter, unsweetened chocolate flavor or essence or whatever. So anyway, added that stuff in, whisked it all together. You know, you don't want lumps in your protein balls, do you? And let's see. So then I poured all of that into a bowl and added something. What did I add? Something. I think it was coconut flour and some vanilla and something else that I'm completely forgetting right now. So mixed all that together and then put it in the freezer. And God, my freezer is so full that I had to temporarily rehouse some items that you're usually in the freezer, and put the bowl in, and then I started on the peanut butter balls. Now these things are maybe magic. I've never made this particular recipe before, but the recipe called for peanut butter for one, and vanilla protein powder, of which I had none, but I happen to have some chocolate protein powder that is like a whey protein, no, very little sugar in it, at least no sugar, but like it's sweet, so chemical magic. So I put the protein powder and the peanut butter in my food processor and just whizzed it all together. And until it was sort of a thick paste. And then I took some some peanuts, cashews, and pecans, and ground them up until they were fairly finely chopped, and mixed those in with the peanut butter and chocolate protein powder. And wow, it's sweet, it's salty, it's creamy, it's crunchy, it's a little bit of everything. And I just had a couple of balls while I was waiting for them to chill. Took the whole mess and put it in the freezer again, and then I rolled out little balls. And confession, I have not rolled out balls of the first recipe yet. It's still chilling in my freezer, but the second with the peanut butter and the protein powder, I got about 50 little balls out of the mixture that I made last night. So that was, super exciting. I know you love it when I talk about food. At least I didn't mention spinach. Well, except just now. Or cauliflower. Sorry, I won't talk about cauliflower again, at least for a couple of days. So, I made those balls. I did laundry. I did a lot of adulting things. And now I don't want to do those things anymore. I'm going to think about sharing my first face fuck story with you. How's that for a change of pace? Okay, so first I started going down memory lane again. I was thinking about continuing my stories about my little sexual awakening that took place in my early 30s. But I think what happens with that is that I just get turned on really fast, and then I have to fuck myself silly, and then I giggle a lot, and it starts all over again. maybe that's not so bad, but I think I'm just gonna kind of tell you stream of conscious the things that are turning me on lately. So first, okay, I've always really, really loved to watch men stroke themselves and come. And I spend way too much time lately watching said things. I do want to say to the men who post on our jacking, please use sound, because I'm not going to watch it without sound. Sorry. I really, really like to hear. I really like to hear male pleasure. Like, a lot. I need to see and hear. And, so I watch that. I watch things like that a lot. I love to watch men, stroking their cocks and losing themselves in pleasure. And, I probably watch videos like that every single day these days. Yes, so, okay, turning over. Then the other, this scenario I can't get out of my head, that's a little bit, I don't know, I've never been much of a fantasizer. I'm super shy talking about it. Why should I be shy? You've heard me, come almost every imaginable way. So, but I can't talk about a fantasy? Like, I need to work on that. It's easier if I'm reading words, and those words may line up with one of my fantasies, or if not perfectly align, close enough that I can get really into it, and I don't feel any sense of self-editing or shyness, but I guess I can't. I guess I can't spontaneously talk about fantasy. I am a little surprised to learn this because I can write fantasy. I can write out my fantasies, but I'm getting anxious right now just thinking about talking about a fantasy. So I'm not going to. Nope. No. I think, even though I haven't verbalized said fantasy, just thinking about them and also thinking about watching men get off over and over and over again is pretty exciting to me. Let's see if I can do like fantasy light. So, oh fuck. That was the phone. Damn it. Which I'm clearly not getting. No, not getting. Phones. Where was I? Okay, here's where I am. I'm in the kitchen. I'm working on my protein balls, and I'm dressed as I often am on the weekend in maybe just a shirt, like a long, big, loose t-shirt. No bra, no panties, just a t-shirt. And I'm just bending over to slide the balls into the freezer. And yes, by the way, I am an adolescent when it comes to sexual humor. Where's my toy? There's it. Okay, I have my toy. I'm wearing my t-shirt. And I'm in the kitchen, alone in the house. And I've just bent over to put some things into the freezer. And I didn't even hear anyone come in. But all of a sudden, there's a body behind me and a hand wrapping around my mouth. And the body is pressed up hard against me. And the hand on my mouth is very tight, unyielding. The body is unyielding. The other arm is wrapped tightly around my waist. And I just know instantly, I can't fuck around. This is serious. I can't resist. Of course, I try to resist anyway. I try to struggle. Maybe I scream a little under the hand. And the man, whispers into my ear, not to scream, to do what he says, because I've been teasing him too much, and now he's gonna pay me back for all that teasing. And I know that I deserve it. I know that I deserve that payback, because I have been teasing too much. Showing little flashes of my pussy. Sending videos or pictures of myself. Showing my breasts or my tongue or how I suck on my breasts. And the audios, all of it. I've revealed too much and I haven't been careful. He figured out where I lived and he's here. And his hand is around my mouth, and his cock is pressing into my ass. I shouldn't be excited, but I am. And he's so much stronger than I am, and he's shoving me across the room, and he shoves me onto the table, face down, with my ass up, and he laughs at me. As he smacks my ass really hard, laughs at me for being naked, calls me a slut, I can't argue that, because I what evidence have I given otherwise? And why else would this be making me so fucking wet? Having a stranger force me bent over on my table, spanking my ass. I didn't even see his face. He's gonna put a blindfold on me so that I can't see his face. I never know who it is. I just hear his voice, and I feel him. I feel his hand gripping my ass. And something, what? There's something. There's lube, squirting onto my ass, and I'm not used to having anything inside me. What? It's not a finger, it's not a cock, it's the handle of a spoon, like my wooden spoon, and it's, he's pushing it up my ass, and pushing fingers inside my cunt, and just, okay, fucking, and, oh god, there's another man, opening my mouth. There's a cock in my mouth. I can't. There's a cock in my mouth. And I have fingers in my pussy. And something in my ass. And a cock in my hand. How many cocks? Oh, fuck. How many cocks? Oh, God. I wanted this. I didn't know. Fuck. They're just gonna fuck my mouth, and fuck my hand, and fuck my cunt, and fuck my ass, and I wanna be good, Oh, let me be good for you, let me please your cock, let me, please, I wanna feel you, oh, let me do a good job for you, I'll be good, oh, please, oh, hot in my hand, oh, stroking, and licking with my mouth, and, oh, fuck, yeah, there's a cock in my cunt now, and, they're just fucking me so hard, this out very much without completely losing my mind, and fucking, oh god, so I'll just skip ahead a little bit, and they come in me, they come on me, they come in my mouth, they come on my face, they come in my hands, they come in my cunt, they come in my ass, they come all over me, and before they leave, they watch me rub their cum into my skin, and every bit of cum, if I didn't swallow it, or if it's not inside me already, I just rub it into my skin, and the one who talked said, I should go not take a shower, just go to bed like that, with their cum rubbed into my skin, so that when I wake up in the morning, I smell like them and their pleasure.
feel sticky and used and completely coated in their cum. And they watch me rub it in. And then they leave. And, and then I go and fuck myself silly some more. And, yeah, that, I guess that's one fantasy, but I can't, I am not good at acting these things out because I get too turned on and I can't say words anymore and all I can do is fuck myself. So I need to work on the words. Because I love words. Words are hot. Now I'm just lying here with my toy just stuck inside me. And my whole body kind of tingling with aftershocks. And I don't even know if I can save this. I don't think I can save it. I don't know. Mondays are so weird. I guess I'm gonna go now. Okay, bye.